This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A lawsuit was filed today that challenges Idaho's recently passed law banning women and girls who are transgender and many women and girls who are intersex from participating in sports. Governor Little signed that law, HB 500, making Idaho the first state to impose an outright ban on participation of transgender female athletes and the only statewide law regulating transgender and intersex athletes in the country. The ACLU filed that lawsuit on behalf of a track athlete at Boise State University who is transgender and a junior at Boise High School who is cisgender, yet concerned about being subjected to invasive sex verification testing under this new law. Joining us live today are Richie Epnick, legal director for the ACLU of Idaho, and Lindsay Hecox, a transgender athlete and freshman at Boise State University. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Gemma, for having us.
And Richie, I'd like to start with you. So for those who were not following this during the legislative session, can you tell us what this new law does?
Sure. Well, you know, anti-trans politicians have given up on restrooms, and now they're attacking trans youth in the context of sports. Idaho, even before this legislative session, had one of the most restrictive policies for participation of transgender student athletes. And what this law does, this new law, House Bill 500 from this legislative session, as you mentioned, it's the first time that a state has imposed an outright bar on statewide participation of transgender and intersex athletes, many intersex athletes. First time a state's done that in the country. And as you also mentioned, this law illegally targets women and girls who are student athletes, including cisgender athletes, because it exposes them to invasive genetic and genital testing just to participate in sports.
And we should note that when we use the word cisgender, that that is someone who was, let's say in this case, biologically born a female, and then they identify as a female. And one of the people that you are representing in this is a, as I mentioned, a high school student at Boise High who is cisgender. And Richie, when we're talking about these invasive, I mean, really sex verification, I mean, these are having to what, someone having to go to a doctor and basically proving that they were born a girl.
That's right. This law is based on archaic and outdated false science about gender and sex. And it opens the door to anybody, opposing coaches, opposing players, basically anybody at all, to dispute the sex of anybody on a girls' or women's team as part of student sports. And so our plaintiff, who's a Boise High School student, she has been playing sports in high school and wants to continue, but she risks the possibility that somebody, an opposing coach or player or anybody else, could challenge whether or not she's actually a girl and entitled to play on the team.
And you know what I think is interesting about this, Richie, is I can hear opponents to that saying, well, look, you know what? If she's a girl, you look like a girl, you sound like a girl, we know she's a girl, you know, so people, you know, this junior in high school might be, you know, being a little dramatic about that. I would argue I have a very deep voice. I've had it my whole life. And, you know, you get questioned about things like that when you're growing up, even when you're a cisgender female. An argument can be made, and I think about, you know, having invasive testing done, and we're talking about high school. I mean, not just college students, but high school students. These are kids.
Exactly, and there are many, many threats to the investment in athletic opportunities for women and girls in sports, and that includes lack of resources, pay disparity at the professional level, lack of training and investment in women coaches, high rates of sexual assault. This bill addresses none of those issues and instead targets women and girls for this kind of invasive testing.
And Lindsay, I'd like to bring you into the conversation right now. You are the transgender athlete at Boise State University, named as a plaintiff in this. How did the passing of this law make you feel from a personal level?
Hello, you can hear me, right?
We can, yep.
Okay. Yeah, it was really disappointing to see that this was a priority for the legislature, because I really don't think it's that big of an issue. We had this rule under the NCAA that allowed me, someone like me, to have HRT treatment for 1 year, and we'd be able to compete as female. And that was working just fine. They decided to overrule that, go and say that the NCAA, an athletic organization, doesn't know exactly how to make their own rules. And the state of Idaho knows better. And I just felt really offended at that. We are just trying to compete. I'm just a runner. I don't think I'm that special that I need to have a law for me, because I think it's funny that I might be the only trans female athlete in the whole state. And it just shocked me that we needed a law for something that is clearly discrimination, but also just not a top priority.
And Lindsay, when it was passed, I mean, were you surprised?
I don't think I was super surprised, but I was very saddened to hear this news. I wish we could just have something like this not impact someone. I'm just trying to run, especially at a time where I've already got enough stress on my hands.
And Richie, Lindsay brought up a point about the NCAA already having rules on the books about transgender athletes competing. So how can a law like this be put into place? And does that then just supersede what the NCAA put into place?
Well, Jemma, this is yet another reason why this law is both so hateful and so unusual. It's the only proposal and now the only law that directly contradicts not just NCAA policy, but International Olympics Committee policy, World Athletics policy. This is far stricter and more stringent than any of those athletic bodies at even elite levels of competition. And so it's yet another reason why this law is unnecessary and illegal and unconstitutional.
And in fact, when this bill was being debated, our current Attorney General for the state of Idaho, Lawrence Wasdin, but also the four other former living AGs of the state, all came out saying that if this law was passed, it would be unconstitutional. So then my question is, knowing that, why then would this continue to be pushed through, continue to then be signed into law?
That's a good question that I wish I had a better answer for. I mean, this new law is part of a broad and extremely dangerous set of political attacks on trans youth that's happening across the country, and its impacts will go far beyond athletics. And it's just the legislative session has imposed a great deal of harm to many communities across the state and many individuals, including Lindsay. And hopefully we can put an end to that through our lawsuit.
So you filed that lawsuit today, I believe, in district court, correct?
Yes, the lawsuit was filed this morning in federal district court in Idaho.
So what happens next? And what basically are you suing for on part of these two plaintiffs to get the law completely off the books?
Exactly. Yes, we'll be asking the court to strike down the law, both as a violation of the United States Constitution and of Title IX, which is the federal law that protects against discrimination in education.
And Lindsay, why did you decide to put your name into this lawsuit?
I think it was just a certain motive to be an activist in any way that I can, especially since I was there from the beginning hearing about all this. I was at the Capitol building for multiple different reasons. One was a Senate hearing. The other days were just our rally days. And the fact that I knew this bill was coming through the whole time, I just had the thought that if it ends up getting to pass as law, I will have to continue it as a legal fight for my own rights, since I actually am affected by this law. And I don't know what else to say, but I really want to fight for trans rights. It's such a simple thing. We should all be treated the same. We're not that different from cis people.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. We've been talking with Richie Epink, legal director for the ACLU of Idaho, and Lindsay Hecox, a transgender athlete and freshman at Boise State University, about the lawsuit that was filed today. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters.